What is a structure? And how do you determine whether or not it promotes Florida tourism? And what on earth does this have to do with anything? That, of course, is a late 80s TV spot for Busch Gardens in Tampa. The theme park is at the center of a dispute about licensing for beer sales in the state. Florida has a three-tier alcohol distribution system based on the idea of separating businesses involved in brewing, distributing, and retailing. But you know what they say about rules and exceptions, right? Well, this one's no different.
It was enacted in 84, and truthfully, the genesis of the statute that we're looking at that is an exception was created in 1963. And what it said was a manufacturer is allowed – nothing will prevent a manufacturer from obtaining a vendor's license.
Josh Aubuchon is an attorney with the Florida Brewers Guild, and he's talking about what's known as the Busch Gardens or tourism exception. It allows brewers to step into the retail tier by getting a vendor's license so they can sell beer where they make it. Prior to Anheuser-Busch's lobbying effort, brewers were limited to three vendors' licenses. When lawmakers made the change in 1984, they removed limits on the amount of licenses and added language requiring structures that promote the brewery and the tourism industry of the state. And that's the exception. You can get a vendor's license if your brewery promotes tourism. But that brings us back to the original question. What's a structure that promotes tourism?
As a theme park enthusiast, I had a little fun doing a little historical research on Busch Gardens to see what was actually there at that time.
Samantha Padgett is a lawyer with the Florida Retail Federation.
You had the Phoenix, the Congo River Rapids, the African Queen Boat Ride, the Python and the Scorpion, the Bird Garden, the Serengeti Plain, restaurants, the Dolphin Theater, and of course, the beer tasting room. So you had rides, zoological exhibits, dining establishments, and a theater. That's a lot of stuff.
Early this year, the Florida Retail Federation launched the administrative challenge that's brought everyone into this small hearings chamber at the Department of Business and Professional Regulations. At the front of the room is a curved table, and four agency officials are alternatively listening attentively and scribbling notes. There's a court reporter tapping away to one side and fake plants in the corners. The Retail Federation alleged the department was too readily awarding licenses under the tourism exception. Two beer distributor groups joined the case, but administrative law is a bit unique. The court doesn't send people to jail or award damages. It considers whether state departments are doing their job correctly. So the case claims it's unclear how the agency determines if a brewer promotes tourism. And because of that, it should have to initiate rulemaking to clarify its procedures. The department could have taken the matter before a judge, but instead it agreed and set up this rule development meeting. But there is a certain sense of futility.
This proposed committee substitute will add a couple of other features to the bill. It deletes the tourist and structures language from the vendor license brewer exemption that's currently in
force. That's Jack Latvala, a Republican senator from Clearwater who's been one of the most vociferous lawmakers in recent years when it comes to beer regulations. In particular, he's been trying to do away with Florida's growler restrictions for 3 years now. But the bill he's pushing this session also takes aim at the tourism exception, and it would leave the rulemaking process moot. Latvala says his bill is directly related to the Retail Federation's administrative challenge.
This addresses the issues raised recently by the lawsuit that was filed by some of the folks in the industry seeking clarification. And this amendment will give clarification to that issue.
But Donna Blanton, an attorney representing the Florida Beer Wholesalers Association, says a bill isn't a law. And until the governor signs on the dotted line, the rulemaking should proceed.
But we never know what's going to happen in the legislative process. And the longer I'm around that process, the more I've learned not to predict what may or may not happen. And if, in fact, they pass something, then the division will be dealing with a different statute. But as Mr. Martinez said at the beginning of the workshop today, we are here working under the statute we have now. And unless and until that changes, that's what we have to deal with.
Department officials didn't come to the workshop with draft proposals in hand, and it's unlikely they'll host many more workshops while the legislature is in session. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.